The bill establishes an advisory council of community members. The council will help the State Board of Education carry out its current review of the math and English language arts standards. But some critics of the bill have said that creates an extra layer of bureaucracy. Senator William Ligon of Brunswick is the bill's primary sponsor.
You have to remember that the layer that's added is involvement of our parents and our teachers, the ones that are there that are involved in the education of our children. And I don't see that any time you're involving more parents, you're adding a level of bureaucracy.
The legislation also prevents Georgia from adopting science and social studies standards set to roll out in the fall. That's just one reason why some senators, like Democratic Whip Vincent Fort, voted against the bill.
I think the Common Core is general guidelines for curriculum and provides a direction more so than a mandate. And far right wing, the extremist wing of the Republican Party, is very paranoid about how this infringes on local control, and it doesn't.
The issue has sparked debate within the GOP. Some Republicans, like Governor Nathan Deal and state superintendent and gubernatorial candidate John Barge, have publicly supported the standards. Others, like Ligon and Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle, have staunchly opposed them. The original version of the bill called for Georgia to pull out of the Common Core, but GOP leaders reached a compromise. Senator Jason Carter, a Democrat, is also running for governor in November. He's criticized Governor Deal's education policies and voted against the bill. After the vote, he said simply,
"I think it's a stunt."
The bill passed the Senate by a vote of 34-16. Next, it heads to the House. Martha Dalton, WABE News.